If you want to build a ship, don't herd people together to collect wood, and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. Welcome back to the Uncommodified Podcast. I'm Tim Windsor, and this is another short episode. Just want to get in your head today with a real simple idea, but very powerful. My daughter gave me an inspirational calendar for Christmas. My daughter and her fiancé, Andrew, gave me this calendar, and it's been absolutely inspirational for me, and I post some of them on social media. It's actually hashtag Dare Greatly is the calendar if you want to grab one. But I post these things on social media, and I recently posted this quote from Anton de Saint-Exupéry, who was a poet, he was a Frenchman, he was a writer, a journalist, and a pioneer aviator, born in the year 1900 and died in 1944. And this is a quote from him, and it's so powerful. Let me read it to you again. If you want to build a ship, don't herd people together and collect wood, and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. What a powerful quote. And this is what I just want to remind you of, whether you're leading yourself somewhere else to a different goal or a different place in your mind or physically, if you're leading others, this is tremendously wise advice. If we want people to get together and do something, like build a ship in this case, we want them to build something together. If you want yourself to build something in your life, don't herd yourself around the tasks of collecting wood and building the thing. Don't go out and spend all your time working on making it happen. First, spend time falling in love and following your passion towards what it is you want to ultimately achieve. See, what you want to achieve isn't building a boat, according to this quote. It's you want to sail the sea and discover things. And so falling in love, painting a picture for yourself and others of the immensity of the destination and what it will feel like when you get there is much more important than just making a task list of things that you need to do to get there. And so as a leader of people, this reminds me that I need to spend much more time creating a powerful vision and then calling people into that, painting a powerful image and vision, helping people understand what it will feel like when we get there. Not just what it'll be like, but how it'll feel, and creating a powerful image for them to see and experience. And the more that they see and experience it, the more they fall in love with the immensity of the wonderful thing that's going to happen and the immensity of the sea that we're going to sail and what we're going to discover when we get there, the more willing they are to put the hard work in to get to the destination. And this is true also in your personal life. If you want to be healthier, if you want to set a goal, financial goal, if you want to set a goal to create more social or community impact, it's not just falling in love with the task and ordering the task to get there. It's falling in love with the outcome and really beginning to experience and see it. And so captivating language that describes it as if it's already done. In fact, in goal setting, they really understand this, that if you create a goal and it's not just an intention, but actually a goal stated as if it's already done, it's much more powerful. I'll give you an example. I can set a goal, let's say, to lose 10 pounds. And let's just say if I lose 10 pounds, I'm going to be 177 pounds if I lose 10 pounds, let's say. So if the goal is I'm going to lose 10 pounds, that's one way to articulate it. But much better would be to write it this way, as if it's already done, calling myself into it. And it sounds like this. It's July 1st. 2024, and I am 177 pounds, and I feel amazing. I have more energy, and I'm doing the things that I want to without restriction. That is a much more powerful way of articulating that goal because it's written as if it's already done, and it calls us into it. And when we read it, we experience it in our mind and in our heart and in our psyche as if it's already accomplished. And so this is a powerful reminder for us who are calling ourselves or others into a future destiny. Yes, we're calling them into the hard work to get it done, but let's be creative and crafty in the way that we articulate this and paint a vision and call people into it. Again, the wisdom of the quote is quite simple. If you want to build a ship, don't herd people together to collect wood and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. That longing will carry you and I forward when the going gets tough and the seas get rough. Have a great day. Get this in your head, get it in your heart, and make it work for you and others. Cheers. Thanks for listening in today. If you have not subscribed to the Uncommodified podcast yet, do it today. Do it right now. And please rate and review the show on whatever platform you listen on. That would be so helpful to help us spread the word. Now it's time to own what you heard today. Get it out of your head and activate it in your life. And when you do, tell me how you are uncommodifying yourself and standing out for all the right reasons in a very crowded world.